Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
Pretty good looking Tuesday morning as we get things underway. We'll check in right now with the mayor of Port Huron. Port Huron City Council met last night, and Mayor Anita Ashford on the line with us right now. Mayor Ashford, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's things?
Things are good. How are things with you?
Oh, things are doing fantastic. I just want to hit on a few items this morning, just some highlights. I would just like everyone to know this weekend the LBGT community will be observing their Pride Month, and they're expected to be about 2,000 people throughout downtown. So we want to congratulate them again. A proclamation was recognized on last evening, and we usually do that every year for that community. And then also another highlight, Paul, and I'm just in awe about this. The Community Foundation of St. Clair County, we really want to give them a shout out. Our Discovery City has a new home. It's going to be at 310 Huron Avenue, right where the grocery store, Country Style grocery store, was located. And also during that transaction, another shout out to Michelle and Steve in order to make that happen at, I guess, at a negotiating level that it could be possible, you know, that the Discovery City is there today. And the significance of that is the space, because I have visited the Discovery City where it currently is, and you could see, I mean, they have so much in there for our children, and it was, you know, kind of cramped, but it was still strategically placed. So I think the space and the accessibility, and also it's not hidden, but I think it would draw more people into our downtown. So I am definitely head over heels and elated about that action on the Community Foundation in the Discovery City. And then also, you know, July the 1st, our annual budget kicks in, and we were able to, you know, everybody can't be right all the time, but when they can't and they find that they have made some errors, we correct it. So we did have an amendment last night to our city budget for the fiscal year that I said is beginning in July. And the errors were discovered, you know, in our beautification fund and our Water Street DDA and also our insurance and our fringe benefits. So those are the areas that were touched for corrective action. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else, Paul, where did we go here? And we also authorized issued a bond, a disposable system, a revenue bond on last evening. And the purpose for that is for more efficiency and also a better quality of service to the users. So we also did that. And people are still talking about road work. And if you drive around Port Huron, you, my goodness, you see a lot of that. But on last evening, We put on that listing of work, 24th Street and Elmwood, and that's going to be resurfacing. And those funds, of course, are going to be taken out of our street fund.
Oh, very good.
And so we had some other things, but they were just normal reappointments and things such as that. But other than that was kind of like the highlight, I think, that we could capture, that I've captured.
Well, it's pretty good. We're about halfway through the year. What do you look forward to in the second half of 2026?
Well, in the second half of 2026, I guess we got elections coming up, and I guess we the things that we have done previously, we're going to be we should be in that kind of a mode to see how that is checking out, because you just don't lay an egg and not nurture it, sit on it, and see how we done. So we're going to be monitoring all these efforts and things that we have put forth to see how they are going. And then we also mentioned that we also heard from Josh Conant's mom last mm-hmm. night, and she has requested that, you know, some accountability, you know, where we are in terms of the ordinance. So that's an example of what you're asking me now. So you made this happen. You brought it to the table. So how are we digesting that and making a difference for our city? So we're just looking forward to still staying close to what we did and say we do, actually complete and do what we said we were going to do. I think that is very important to the people and how we communicate that, number one, how we communicate it and how we hold ourselves accountable for servicing the people that we serve here in the city of Port Huron.
You mentioned an election coming up. Of course, we have the August primary and then the November general election. Your term is up in November. Are you planning to run for re-election as mayor of Port Huron?
Absolutely. All right. Nobody told me I'm not going to leave my people, and I haven't heard from the main man that I need to stop. And so I'm going to put every effort into proceeding, doing what he had me to do. So I will be there. I'm just going to claim the victory.
All right. There you go. Had to ask the question. Mayor Ashford, always appreciate the update. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to talking again soon.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM Mayor Anita Ashford joining us the day after Port Huron City Council meeting last night. They meet again in July in a couple of weeks. It is 7:46. Let's check weather real quick here.